made up to speak to Kevin Hatchard about Hugo Ekitike. Kevin covers the Bundesliga and does so absolutely brilliantly week in, week out. So we've seen a lot of him in the same way he'd seen a hell of a lot of Florian Wirtz. He is not Florian Wirtz, Kev. It's the oddest thing I think about this transfer from a Liverpool point of view is there's only 1 year to go on. Liverpool tend to like to have a lot of data before they go big on a player. Now, listen, they'll have known about Ekitike since he was playing for Reims. They'll have watched him go to Paris Saint-Germain. They will know the background of him, of his story. But it tends to be they want a bit more than that. So what have they seen in this year that you've seen that makes you think this is why they decided to change the principles?
I think they've seen something unusual. And what I mean by that is he's not the classic number nine. He's quite a modern centre forward in the sense that he's mobile, he's creative. If you look at like his expected assists numbers, yeah, that kind of thing, he will bring others into play. And that's what I think they're looking at. I think they're looking at the combinations. I think they're looking at the players he's going to have around him. So guys like Wirtz, Salah, Gakpo, all of those guys, that the guys coming from midfield, I think they're looking at who can he combine with. And I do think it is changing a little bit. There's always going to be room for that classic centre forward. But I think a lot of teams are looking at guys who are a bit more mobile, a bit more variable in their approach. And I think he can help the team in a few ways. I think in transition, he's great.
Yeah.
He eats up the ground. He carries the ball incredibly well. So he's got that pace, but also pace with the ball, which is important. It's not just his ability to burst past people. He moves pretty quickly with it. But I think also when Liverpool come up against a team that's determined to stop them scoring, especially at Anfield, if they come and try and dig in, I think it'll be those little slaloming runs or those 1-2s on the edge of the box or those little combinations. So I think that's what they're looking at. I think what's interesting about his trajectory, really, you mentioned Rance right at the top there. That was when he first came to prominence at that level. But, and obviously PSG moved for him, but a lot of clubs were credited with an interest in him right then when he was at Rance. And it was PSG who pulled the trigger. And in the end, that was a bit too early for him. But the last year and a half at Eintracht Frankfurt, we've seen the real Ekitike, I think. And I think clubs have seen a player with real potential.